Our reading today comes from the book of Luke. Jesus looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." The word of the Lord. If we could represent this story visually, it might look like a giant scale, with the weightier end being held down by a mere two coins, while the lighter end holding a huge pile of gold. While this would contradict both physics and economics, this story helps us see that Jesus measures worth differently than the world does. A poor woman's two small coins and enormous sacrifice are worth more than piles of riches from people who won't miss them. God's kingdom, the reign of God, turns things upside down. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The lowly will be lifted up, and the powerful scattered. The wandering carpenter rabbi is the son of God. Five loaves and two fish can feed thousands of people. Jesus came to proclaim the reign of God on earth, and he invites us to join with him in making God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So how do we join in that? We can start with the fact that you're here. You have given your time to be here worshiping God together. You are part of this community. And God uses the faith community at our Redeemer to do a lot of wonderful things. These are some of the things I've learned in my time so far here. The preschool has 40 kids enrolled, which means 40 kids are learning that Jesus loves them in a safe, friendly learning environment. Let me tell you, chapel is a joy with them. They are so much fun. And 16 of those preschoolers are singing praises to Jesus in the cherub choir. There are also 7 members of the Kids of the Kingdom choir. In fact, glorious music is being made every week, throughout the week, and especially on Sunday, by the choir, praise team, and other musicians. Not only do music groups meet to practice during the week, our Redeemer provides meeting space for 2 other faith communities and a scout troop. Our Redeemer is providing a beautiful space for funerals through Sunnyside Funeral Home, which supports families through really difficult times. You also lovingly stitch prayer quilts to comfort hurting people. And the grief group meets every week to walk together through their pain. For people experiencing a different type of difficult time, the SHIP program helps up to 8 people every 3 months get back on their feet after being homeless. After receiving room, board, and mentorship, participants are able to move into permanent housing by the end of the program. The food pantry provides an average of 25 families a week with food. Your 4 welcome circles support each other, pray with each other, and serve the community in countless ways. You provide numerous learning opportunities through Bible studies, Sunday school, confirmation, VBS, and not to mention the 4 pastoral interns you've supported throughout the years, including the one standing before you today. You teach hundreds of children to swim during the summers, which can literally be a life-saving skill. And our Redeemer's work does not stop at the local level. You support programs like Compassion International and Operation Christmas Child that impact people around the world. This is a generous, active, loving congregation. There is so much more to say about what goes on here. Please keep teaching me about what you do. It's really exciting. Your offering of money, time, and skill makes ministries like this possible. Thank you. These are impressive numbers. And there are a lot of measurable ways our Redeemer impacts the community and the world. Our story today shows, though, that Jesus measures things differently. Each of the ministries I mentioned has stories and impacts that can't be measured. How do you measure the friendship cultivated in the grief group at lunch after meetings? How do you measure the comfort provided by the preschooler who held the hand of her newest and nervous classmate this week? How do you measure the concern of the dozens of people who have asked about Howard? He's doing great, by the way. You have shown so much love and care for him. It's so obvious. God's love is so present in these stories and so many others. These are ways the reign of God is visible here on earth, here in Garden Grove, here at our Redeemer. Making your pledge today, whatever the amount, is one way to show your dedication to the mission and ministry of this faith community. To continue your support of the measurable and immeasurable impacts of the reign of God in this place. Jesus shows in our story today that giving is about the heart. We talked last week about thankfulness being the foundation of a generous life. Jesus is not glorifying all widows any more than he's condemning all rich people. Right before this passage, Jesus condemns people who are being showy with their wealth at the expense of others. He contrasts them with the widow who gives everything she has to God. It's not about the amount of money. It's about giving from the heart and trusting God in all things. We do not give to secure our salvation. Jesus already did that on the cross. We are already of infinite worth to God. Even as none of us are worthy of God, God measures differently than we do. Instead, when we give, it's a response to God's grace. We do not give to earn God's favor or to keep it. We give out of joy and gratitude, and out of the freedom God has given us. Giving our 2 cents worth starts with a thankful heart. Giving our 2 cents worth prioritizes the work of God in this place. Giving our 2 cents worth means, as you've probably heard Pastor Brian say, giving until it feels good. Giving our 2 cents worth means measuring things differently and participating in those immeasurable acts of God's love. God's love is here, and you are part of it. Thank you.